ICE raids Louisiana racetrack, detains over 80 illegal aliens. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 18, 2025. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, raided a Louisiana racetrack on Tuesday, detaining more than 80 illegal migrants. ICE agents, along with state and local authorities, conducted a raid on Tuesday morning at the Delta Downs racetrack in Vinton, Louisiana, nabbing more than 80 backstretch workers, according to a report by WDRB. Federal agents and other law enforcement agencies reportedly arrived sometime in the middle of the morning, at which point they blocked off all access points to the racetrack and started detaining illegal migrant workers, some of them criminal migrants with at least 4 previous border crossings. Related video: Texas DPS discovers 25 illegal aliens being smuggled by woman. The joint raid was carried out after a brief pause on illegal immigration arrests at farms, hotels, and restaurants was lifted, according to a report by Fox News. Law enforcement had been tipped off about businesses operating out of the Delta Downs racetrack stables employing illegal workers, ICE sources told the outlet. In addition to labor exploitation and immigration violations, federal agents are reviewing each case of unauthorized employment at the racetrack to identify any other criminal activities that were taking place. Eric DeLauna, ICE HSI New Orleans special agent in charge, said. Several apprehended individuals were criminal migrants, Fox News noted. Among the criminal migrants arrested was 36-year-old Enrique Gonzalez Moreno, who illegally entered the United States from Mexico a staggering 4 times. While in the U.S. illegally, Moreno was convicted twice for driving under the influence, and once for cocaine possession and illegal re-entry, ICE sources told Fox News. Oftentimes, when we're conducting these worksite enforcement operations, we uncover other forms of criminal conduct, such as document and benefit fraud, money laundering, and human trafficking, DeLauna said. As a result, we're able to bolster public safety in the local community by eliminating that criminal activity and removing any dangerous criminal aliens, transnational gang members or other egregious immigration offenders who illegally entered the country and are working at the business without authorization, the ICE agent added. The joint raid, carried out by ICE, Border Patrol, Louisiana State Police, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, reportedly focused on worksite enforcement. Conducting a worksite enforcement raid means finding businesses that are employing unauthorized workers and detaining illegal migrants. This action seeks to reduce illegal workers and hold employers accountable for their illegal hiring. This operation by the Trump administration also opens up job opportunities for native-born American and legal immigrants seeking to join the workforce. As Breitbart News's John Binder recently noted, in the 5 months since President Donald Trump took office, all net job growth has gone to native-born Americans. Adding, under Joe Biden, for 4 years, nearly all net job growth went to newly arrived migrants that were given parole or released from the border. Watch below. Foreign-born residents accounted for almost all net job growth under Biden. Binder continued, adding that at the exact same time, hundreds of thousands of Americans had been falling out of the workforce. The larger the foreign-born population in the workforce, the lower the native-born population in the workforce, the journalist explained. You get lower participation rates among Americans, because they feel like immigrants are taking over whole industries. Binder added that this perception causes Americans to not even want to apply for jobs in certain industries. There's tons of research over decades that proves this economic theory, the reporter said. And Trump, in 5 months, has completely turned around what Biden did in 4 years, which is that all net job growth is going to native-born Americans. It really goes to show you how critical strict immigration enforcement is for not only American citizens, but legal immigrants who are working in the workforce, Binder asserted. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.